Today is July 16, 2026. This is your AI briefing for Business Pragmatist. In the next 8 to 10 minutes, we'll cover a 2.7x cost per task gap between near-identical Anthropic and OpenAI flagship models, a practitioner audit showing how sprawling AI agent harnesses quietly break under their own weight, and new CPU-only inference gains in OpenCV 5.0 that could cut infrastructure spend without touching a GPU budget line. Let's start with the number that should be sitting on every CFO's desk right now, 2.7. That's the cost per task multiple between two AI models performing at essentially the same capability level. Per Artificial Analysis Intelligence Index cited on Matthew Berman's channel, Anthropic's flagship model scored 60 on their intelligence index, GPT 5.6 scored 59, a rounding error in capability terms. But cost per task tells a very different story, $2.75 for Claude versus roughly $1.02 for GPT 5.6. Same output quality, nearly triple the price, depending entirely on which vendor you picked. Here's why this matters beyond the spreadsheet. Quota behavior is diverging just as sharply as price. OpenAI's quota reset probability sits at 94% within any 48-hour window, according to the source's own tracking site. Anthropic, by contrast, rarely resets quotas at all, and briefly announced, then reversed, pulling its flagship model from standard subscription tiers entirely. An Anthropic team member attributed that flip directly to compute constraints. Translation: the vendor you're paying triple for is also the one more likely to yank capacity out from under you with almost no notice. The strategic play for your board is not picking a winner between these two vendors. It's refusing to be locked into either. A thin LLM gateway layer that decouples your application from any single vendor's API costs 1 to 2 senior engineers roughly 4 to 6 weeks to build. That's a real line item, but compare it against the alternative, an emergency migration executed under vendor-forced pricing changes that the source says can arrive with as little as 24 to 48 hours notice. Guillermo Rauch at Vercel framed this well on My First Million. Durable AI products are a hybrid of software 1.0 and software 2.0, deterministic infrastructure wrapping probabilistic model calls. The defensible asset is the infrastructure you own, not the model API you're renting. If your contracts don't already include quarterly re-benchmarking rights and explicit capacity SLA language, that's a gap your legal and procurement teams should close this quarter, along with budgeting a 15 to 20% cost buffer for pricing volatility. Now, a risk that's less visible on a balance sheet but just as real operationally, your own AI tooling can accumulate technical debt faster than the underlying models improve. A practitioner audit cited by Nate B. Jones found one power user's Claude and ChatGPT harness, the custom instructions, skills, memory files, and permission checks wrapped around a model had grown to 66 reusable skills and 172 instruction files. One single file, 18,000 words long, was loading into every writing task before any actual work began. Here's the concrete failure mode. The audit found 27,000 characters of skill descriptions loaded against ChatGPT and Codex's 8,000-character discovery budget. That's a 237% overrun, enough that part of the configuration became literally unreadable by the routing layer. This isn't a writing quality problem. It's a resource allocation problem, and it produces unpredictable agent behavior no matter how well any individual instruction is crafted. More importantly, different models fail differently, and that has direct implications for how you build. The same audit ran a controlled test on Claude, a lean instruction set, goal, facts, a permission boundary, a finish line, met delivery requirements 3 out of 3 times. A thick version of the same instructions, padded with full methodology and scoring rubrics, produced more impressive sounding output, but failed hard constraints, like broken formatting and blown word limits, 2 out of 3 times. That's a 67% failure rate purely from overspecifying, Claude degrades when you overload it with method before execution. ChatGPT and Codex degrade earlier at the discovery layer once the skill library exceeds its budget. One governance strategy will not cover both failure modes. The fix the source recommends is converting testable requirements into machine-enforced schemas rather than prose instructions. The model has to interpret a validation function that checks structure and word count and rejects output that doesn't comply, instead of hoping the model reads a paragraph correctly. And the governance gap here is stark. Only 6 of the 66 audited skills, about 9%, had any automated evaluation attached at all. 91% of that governance layer was running unverified. The strategic play for your board is treating any harness above roughly 50 files or skills as an asset requiring an owner, a documented load trigger, and evidence of effectiveness mapped before you touch a single line of cleanup, since blind editing is the leading cause of new regressions per the source. And build in a re-audit trigger tied to vendor model swaps. Neither Claude nor ChatGPT guarantees harness compatibility across a silent model transition. So a harness that worked last month can quietly mismatch a model that changed underneath it with zero code diff to flag the problem. On the infrastructure efficiency side, there's a genuinely useful data point from OpenCV 5.0, released in June 2025. DIY SmartCode's benchmarks show the new CPU-only inference engine delivering gains of 11% up to 37%, depending on the model, with NNX operator coverage jumping from 22% to over 80%, meaning far more model types can now run efficiently without a GPU at all. An independent Hacker News developer validated this outside the vendor's own numbers, reporting inference time on an older Intel laptop dropping from 255 milliseconds to 185 milliseconds with zero code changes. The adoption curve here matters more than the raw percentage. This is a capability jump that lets teams defer GPU procurement for CPU-bound or edge workloads, which is a real budget lever if your inference stack isn't already GPU committed. The caveat is important, though. The new engine falls back to legacy behavior on CUDA or OpenVINO. So if you're already GPU-bound, this release buys you nothing. Run the benchmark against your own production models before trusting anyone's published numbers. Hacker News commenters flagged the release announcement itself as roughly 91% AI written and pushed back on the framing within minutes of it going live. DIY SmartCode's own rollout framework recommends a staged path. Confirm your hardware target, pilot on one or two non-production models for 2 weeks, then run full regression before touching production edge devices. A 6 to 10 week timeline and $10,000 to $30,000 in engineering time for a mid-sized deployment, which is a rounding error next to a full platform rebuild. One more thing worth flagging for anyone deploying models into regulated decision paths: credit, hiring, medical, legal. 2-minute papers covered new interpretability research showing that models reaching identical benchmark scores can get there through entirely different internal logic they invented themselves, with no explicit training toward it. Benchmark parity does not imply reasoning parity, and the EUAI Act's high-risk system requirements, phasing in through 2026, already mandate documented explainability for exactly these use cases. If your evaluation harness stops at leaderboard scores, that's a compliance gap, not just a technical curiosity. So here's the pairing to carry out of this briefing. The risk is vendor concentration, a 2.7 times cost gap, paired with asymmetric quota reliability that can flip your unit economics with 2 days' notice. The opportunity is architectural, a modest investment in a gateway abstraction layer and disciplined harness governance that turns vendor volatility from an emergency into a routine failover. Boards that treat model selection as a static decision are the ones who'll be renegotiating contracts under pressure next quarter. Boards that treat it as a continuously reevaluated risk position will be the ones setting the terms. Stay strategic. I'll see you at the next briefing. That's your core brief for today. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more.